The odd thing is that Richard actually seemed to be one step ahead of his enemies in fatalistic pessimism. So that when he got the bad news that many of his most trusted supporters and allies had switched to the other side, his reaction was not to dig in his heels, make a stand, make a fight of it, but rather to flee at night across the country, disguised as a priest, bewailing his misfortunes and, as usual, blaming them on everybody else. At some point in his uncontested march towards Richard, Bolingbroke's aims change from simply getting his lands back to overthrowing the king. "Now I can see my end," Shakespeare has Richard say, a neat little piece of Lancastrian propaganda which solved the embarrassing problem of a deposition by making Richard seem as though he had resigned the crown rather than having it snatched from his desperate grip. In fact, it took a month of painful negotiations to get Richard, now a prisoner in the Tower, to give up the throne. Three times they asked him to surrender, three times he refused, before finally bowing to the inevitable.